triumph. And when they say I, there's no I separate from all the ones that consider themselves to be individuated eyes. So when we're graduating, we're really exploring. We're exploring our destiny. We're exploring our higher intelligence, our higher witness. So our higher intelligence is beyond where we typically travel. It's beyond where we typically assume we can arrive. So we really want to remember that we're climbing the distance now. In other words, we're really enlightening. We're moving and securing our place, our highest seating, in light's advantage. So as we bring forth the orchestration from the higher heart, we're really assuming a new understanding of placement of self. So this is very important because remember, we're growing in a quantum leap of evolution. So we're not sitting still, we're not standing still, we're not focusing on old displays of unkindness towards self and others. So in other words, the world that we exist in is a world of thoughts, and it's a world of guilt, and it's a world of attack. So that's the old domain. That's just sort of like our old feeding ground. So we're moving into space exploration. So when they said the word space, there was a transference, they're calling it a transference of intelligence, but it's like, to me, it's like a transfer of a witness. So where we're receiving ourselves is from our true nature, from our true placement. So it's beyond the lower mind. It's beyond the lower self. It's beyond this area of convenience. And so, excuse me, as we allow ourselves to assert rightly. So assert rightly is we're understanding the consciousness of space exploration where we're allowing ourselves new placement. So when I said new placement, it's like we suddenly became dolphins, and the idea is there's this like offering of the dolphin essence that's helping us to harmonize. So in other words, there's this blending, there's this merging, there's this orchestration of light. So that orchestration of light releases us from polarization. It releases us from the perpetual conflict of polarized belief. And so it's sort of like supercharging us into our proper existence. So that's very essential that we understand we're not being gifted to something that we're not. It's who we've actually been all along. And so it's like we're clearing off that dust of past exchange, because we're no longer attending, we're no longer providing. It's almost like just watching your mind, or you're watching phenomena outside, and there's this conflict back and forth and back and forth. And so this is where we're stepping beyond that. We're moving into new vicinity. We're moving into new engagement. We're moving into new alignment. We're moving into new placement. We're moving into new delicacy. We're moving into really our highest exposure of liftoff source entitlement. So when I said when we said source entitlement, there is this like halo. So when we receive that halo, it's light that is helping us remember. It's helping us serve our highest entitlement. Now that's very significant, because instead of looking down, instead of just being pulled by the mind and lower consciousness, there's this new assertive value. They don't like that I said new. How do I say this? It's sort of like it's always existing, but we haven't had the emphasis or the energy exchange to offer it to ourselves, to dine in that finest restaurant, to dine in that finest seating. And so that is our entitlement. That is our engagement. So when I'm receiving it, the energy that's just running through, it's almost like new energy circuits or new channeling or new energy circuits, where we're finding ourselves in a new reality, a new placement. So again, it's like everything is still, the phenomena is the phenomena, but how we engage in it, how we receive it, how we triumph comes to our new understanding of self. So allowing this bliss state to call you home. And when I say bliss state, they're just saying like divine union. And they're not saying it. It's almost like it's just somehow being broadcast. So this is what we're receiving. So it could be like divine feminine, divine masculine, twin flame, reunion. But remember, it's not an outer twin flame reunion. It's like that love within, where you're no longer separated from your divine essence, from your divine, they're saying completion. So completion holds a very powerful witness, a very powerful witness. So when I receive it, it's just like really your graduated emphasis, meaning like your enlightened observation. So that is what is stroking us, applauding us, persuading us, glancing our way, and just really sort of calling us back, calling us back. So they approved of that, the calling us back versus the new, because the new somehow seems like a new entity rather than simply calling us back. The reason being, it's sort of like calling yourself back to what's just so natural and so observational. In other words, it's just there. It's just there looking onward, dreaming lovingly. So when we open up to that I am awareness, it always has been so. It always has been so. It always will be so. It can never not be. And so we're simply joining in Christ union. We're joining in a full assembly. So allow yourselves to be made whole. Made whole is you're not missing anything. Whatever is needed to arrive, all of your divine steps that are ordered, they're quickened. They're quickened because you set your place in ready motion. So in other words, it's sort of like, yes, this is familiar enough that I'm ready to assume it. I'm ready to entitle myself to it. I'm ready to be fully exposed. So fully exposed is serving that master consciousness that is ready to be all consuming. So we're making that place of allowance because we recognize our new lifestyle, our wholeness, our true obligation, where we're no longer distracted. So the distraction is the polarization. The distraction is if the phenomena or our guiding essence can just take us out of that Christ union, that place of assertion, where we're no longer dancing with our higher self. So that's what we're extending ourselves to. That's what we're assimilating. That's what we're graduating to. That's what we're orchestrating. So when I say graduating to the flames of our sacred heart, they're activated. They're exploring. They're when I say activating, it's sort of like we're being stirred. We're being recognized. We're being made whole. We're being made certain. And so when we attune to that place of assurance, that is what stirs us. That's what guides us. That's what leads us. So it's sort of like walking with the right foot first. So the right first being our right mind, it's being our holy essence. And so we're the ones that are canvassing. In other words, we're the bridge makers to that Christ union, to that place of when we speak of 5D reality, where we're no longer, in a sense, lost in terms of consciousness. We're no longer perceiving ourselves as broken, perceiving ourselves in our split mind, that we've resumed our totality of innocence. So allow yourselves to be transferred, allow yourselves to be elongated. Elongated is like you're reaching to that highest placement. When I said elongated, for whatever reason, I'm seeing your body double. So I'm just seeing who you are in your true reality. So there are many that have beautiful relationships with aspects of self and other regions, meaning beyond the earth extension. So we want to honor that, because the more that we understand that we're already justified, in other words, all these light beings that we're learning how to make contact with, we are really amongst them. So in other words, like all of our gifting, all of that spiritual recognition, all of our self-healing abilities, all of our psychic abilities, they're just naturally presenting because it's part of our ourselves, it's part of the truth of self. So that's what they're asking for us to allow to be given, to allow to be recognized, to allow to be retrieved. And so when I'm receiving this energy is just elongating. I want to keep saying elongating, because we're allowing our true presentation to be heard, to be reconciled, to be witnessed, to be honored, experienced, secured. They're saying secure and good placement. Secure and good placement is, it's here, it's inventoried. It's sort of like, okay, let me put that in my inventory. So you could just imagine like a game where it's like, ooh, now I'm getting my crystal wand. Now I'm getting this, or a video game. It's like, oh, I just unlocked that. So whatever presents, you really want to feel that and just feel the presentation of that. It's sort of like, now I have access. I have access to my light. I have access to my third eye extension. I have access to my healing abilities. I have access to my telepathic engagements. So it's all being authorized. It's all being pre-selected. It's all being procured. It's all being canvas. It's all being fully engaged. So allow that to take place. So this is what they mean by our wholeness. So we're not walking around blind. We're not walking around in the darkness. We're walking around in our wholeness. So they keep talking about filaments, and it's almost like, you know, when you look at like a light bulb, the inside of a light bulb, and it's just twinkling. So whether you see light twinkling, whether you feel the energy, whether you just feel like, oh, I can breathe now. I can breathe now because my whole self is upon me, is adorning me, is securing me. So allow that to shift your very stance, meaning that everything in your life, everything that you've wanted to explore, everything that you wanted to solve, it's being stirred. It's being recognized in your holy remembrance, in your holy truth, in your holy surroundings. So in other words, we're receiving our life from our new holy placement. So allow that to just be easy, with ease, with delight, with trust, with faithfulness. So that faithfulness is going to keep growing, because it's sort of like the more we trust, the more we stay faithful, the more it reveals itself. So we want to remember that this is a very sort of proactive existence. It's not just downloaded and it's sort of like, here it is. It is and it isn't. It's here, but we have to triumph. In other words, we place our faith upon it, and then it asserts its mighty stance. So it's faith of self, trust of self, love of self. Love of self. Appreciation against self being our true self. Equal and entitled to all other selves within region. In other words, we're not better. There is no better or lesser. It's just what we're advising ourselves to is the truth of all. It's the truth of all, because we're all one. So we're being stirred, we're being recognized, we're being self-assumed so that we can lead the many. We can't lead others out of our own darkness, out of our own separation. So we're returning to our wholeness, and we're using it, we're activating it, we're identifying with it in order to delight, in order to show the light, be the way shower, be the bridge maker. Now that really activates it, because now it's just not about your own personal self. It's really about the wholeness, the collective. This is how we make our garden grow. This is how we bring forth the ascended placement, the new earth. So allow that to be perceived and extended. Extended is wherever there is still a need of a healing in your own consciousness. If you're stuck in past hurts, if you're stuck with present fears, whatever it is. So that's extended. And extended to all others. So as I receive my healing, may all others in similar conditions and states of dismay be equally blessed. So as I bring forth my own healing mastery, may that mastery be discovered by all. Receive, receive, receive. And so it is.